When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And good morning on a Red Friday. 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. No drones flying outside our windows.
Oh, my goodness. My dad finally spotted one last night over his neighborhood, got the pictures. He says, this thing is huge. My mother was hoping it would beam her up.
Oh, she wants to?
Oh, she's ready to go, man.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, we got a surprise for you regarding my mother a little bit later on, Dusty.
Oh, boy.
You're going to enjoy it.
Okay.
You are going to enjoy the surprise.
This would answer all my questions of if there is another text group that involves Mac and Bob only.
No, there's not. You were using the men's room yesterday, I think, or looking for the elf.
Oh.
Yep, that was
and
it.
Something happened, and I go, Mac, let's surprise Dusty at some point with this.
Oh, boy. Well, that's nice. That is quite exciting, I'll be honest with you that.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Mitch Holtis joins the show today. Our cover two, what's in the script, what's on the tailgate spread, away game.
You think noon? Mitch is going to see a drone?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. There's probably not much of anybody flying anything over Cleveland.
Probably not.
I can't imagine anybody's like of intelligence. It's like, you know what we need to do? Get like three drones and go to Ohio.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Why
man.
Not?
Something might be there.
I love the fact
Jersey,
though,
for sure. There's for sure, a lot there.
Yeah, like, there's a lot going on, right? Yeah. There was like, I think in the county my parents live in, there was like 48 drone sightings and then 49 now with my dad seeing that one last night. The county to the south of them had like 158 drone
sightings.
Maybe
everybody,
sightings.
Maybe that's the hot Christmas item and everybody get wanted to open up their Christmas gift early.
Maybe it is, but what I find...
Or it's some other country.
Or who knows, right? Like, nobody seems to have any clue what these things are.
No.
But I do find it just, I don't know, I take joy in this, that Littlefinger has inserted himself into this conversation too, right?
But
because
he doesn't like people in the media going on being a character on a media
show. That's right,
okay,
right. Yeah, the guy who inserts himself into everything is complaining about people on ESPN making the story about them. You were out an entire year, but yet went on McAfee every week last year and talked about yourself. Of all people to sit around and say something like that. But I love the fact that he's playing for the Jets and he's conspiracy theory guy, as we know, right? Like, you know, sits in ayahuasca huts and whatnot. Now he's seeing the drones. And so he's kind of inserted himself in. Like, it couldn't have happened to like a better player in the NFL. If you're going to say like conspiracy guy in the NFL who needs to be involved in this drone thing, Littlefinger is the perfect guy for that.
He gets a pass today. For now, always an option for Richard of the Week. Could be, might be. But there's also like we got an opportunity to take this one to the next level for Richard of the Week after last night's bore fest of a NFC West division game.
Did anybody make it through the entire game? I told you I never cared about
course,
that division, right?
Of course, Mac made it to
Mac, you made it to the end of that game. Yeah, Mac, you need to get your sleep, young man.
He's a growing boy.
He is.
But no, he'll have to. He always makes it to handshakes and jersey exchanges.
Yeah, you love that. I'm going to give you the advice right now. It's 20 years your senior. Yeah. You don't have to watch it because it's on. Okay.
Stop telling me what to do, Dad. Live your life, Dad.
12-6 and Mac's like, they could score a touchdown maybe at some point in this game.
I was surprised Little Bink didn't hit us with a text. You know, it's the first game without a touchdown all season, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, can't respond. Silent mode.
Sleeping.
Yes.
Sleeping. Response denied.
That was a terrible game, and that was a terrible job by everybody on Twitter or X or whatever outlet for not letting us know there's going to be a monsoon in the first half.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Anybody
yeah.
knew it was going to rain?
I saw something late in the day yesterday on X that it was going to rain.
Thanks, Bob.
But I didn't think, like, in California.
Why don't you say something next time? Hey, guys, you see it's supposed to rain pretty heavy in the first half of tonight's game? No, I didn't.
Yeah, because cooking up parlays.
Because I saw, you probably had already placed your parlay, but there's a song, It Never Rains in Southern California. Now, I know it was in Northern California.
Crap.
And usually in California, the rains come and go in, like, seconds. It's always, like, a drought out there. So I didn't. I was like,
their hoodies were soaked.
They were drenched last
night.
That
poor sideline reporter looked like Newman in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, she did last night. Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Kaylee Hart. Tongue looking
beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I love her. She's fantastic.
Yes.
She's one of the best sideline reporters out there. Like, she is fantastic and great
really
at, her
good at her job.
Yeah, no, she's phenomenal at her job. I love her. Like, I'm surprised she's not on a higher quality of game than 12-6 with that one last night. But it's like, just when you think you know everything that's going on in the NFL, you don't know squat. Like,
I'd know more if I knew the weather report.
But we all sat in here yesterday, and everybody's like, oh, you got to take the over, take the over, yeah. take the over. 12-6.
Yeah, Alex Gold told us it was going to be, at least Alex Gold gave weather numbers that didn't exist. It's going to be 8 degrees with a chance of snow in Cleveland on Sunday.
Oh.
No, it's not, says Josh Klingler.
Yeah, Alex yesterday giving the forecast in Celsius in Cleveland.
We should just like dub his voiceover in like a Spanish language to give sports advice in Spanish. Because that's basically what he did with the weather.
Oh, it's going to be terrible in Cleveland. It's going to be 8 degrees. And Kling texts us and goes, what?
That guy's texted this show like 3 times since he retired. That
he was
one.
Like panic mode yesterday.
Said, wait a minute. Where are you getting this from?
Alex, like, AccuWeather. Look, it's right here. Alex, you for whatever reason, your computer's in Celsius mode right now. It's going to be 40 and fine.
Yeah, take the over. I like Stafford, 2 touchdowns. I like Purdy, 2 touchdowns. 12-6. Everything was ruined except Sean McVay's hair.
Yeah, it looked good last
night. Anybody notice that?
He's a badass.
It rained sideways for 35 whole ass minutes, and Sean McVay's hair stayed a perfect copper spiked gelled look. I gotta know the product. It's like that pin they put on the jersey that disappeared the blood in that tournament.
Remember that?
Put on his clothes.
Yeah, what they put on his hair.
But anyways, the most important story of this game last night was, I mean, this Devondre Campbell guy quit on his team.
Never heard of the guy in my life.
You'll never hear him
never
again.
Never hear from him again, no.
And former chief, who I'd love to still have, Charvarius Ward, there was a cuss word here.
Hopefully Mac edited it
out. Here we go.
I mean, he's a professional. He's been playing for a long time. I mean, if he didn't want to play, he shouldn't have dressed up. You know, he could have told him that before the game. So I feel like there was some selfish he did. Definitely hurt the team because, you know, D went down. And we needed a linebacker, you know, and I think Flynn was banged up too. So for him to do that, that's some sucker stuff to me, in my opinion. Like, it's probably going to get cut soon, so.
He's probably going to get cut soon, he says.
You know that's not hyperbolic because I'm sure Charvarius Ward is a big captain on this team. I would assume it's probably Debo and Kittle and Purdy and probably Bosa, and then maybe Charvarius. Those are, like, some pretty big names. And he says that, speaking of George Kittle, he also, in postgame, reflected on this.
Not disbelief or disconnection, like, as a team. That is one person who just decided not to, you know, play for his teammates. And I don't think that doesn't make our offense look at each other and be like, wow, man, you know, we're falling apart. It's more of a – or, like, the defense, hey, we're falling apart. It's more of a – one person making a, like Mooney said, a selfish decision, and I'm with Mooney on that. And I've never been around anybody that's ever done that, and I hope I'm never around anybody that does that again.
Yeah, he's gone.
How he even got to ride, like, you think he, like, was around anybody in that locker room after the game?
No,
he was already out of there.
He left in, like, the third quarter,
correct.
So I would hope he dressed and left and took his stuff.
After a guy in front of him got hurt,
yeah,
another guy couldn't get back in the game.
Right.
And he's just like, nah, yeah, the same for me, man.
Yeah, because this guy, I guess, was a starter for most of the year, and then Greenlaw came back after blowing his Achilles in the Super Bowl last year, you know, running onto the field.
Brutal.
So he got his starting job back, because that's the way it works in professional sports, which I really admire Kyle Shanahan for that.
Unless you're Wally Pitt.
Yeah, right. Like, that's the only guy, right? Well, it was Lou Gehrig who replaced him, but...
Who's got a worse named after them? Lou Gehrig or Wally Pitt?
Lou Gehrig, I would think. Okay. Yeah, I would think.
Or Tommy John.
Tommy John. Yeah, but Tommy John like you tough. Can fix. Like, Lou Gehrig's disease, we can't fix, you know, and all that kind
Wally
of stuff.
Wally Pitt, somebody just, you just got
Wally,
you
just got Wally Pipped. I mean, it's a verb right now, right? Like, people say it all the time. That guy got Wally Pipped.
I apologize. Back to your take.
No, no. Yeah. So Greenlaw got the opportunity to get a starting job back, which I love. I think that's a great way to do it. He's ready to go. He gets a starting job back. So this guy was relegated back to, you know, being a backup, and now he's relegated to probably being a guy who's never going to make a play in the NFL again, because you can't have this douchebag on your team. You just can't. These guys are busting their ass. They're working their tails off. I know it's late in the season. The record isn't great, but you don't quit on your team. And that's just not a man move. Like, real men don't quit on their team. Real men don't quit on their teammates. No matter what it is, no matter what job, no matter what it is, you don't walk away in the middle of something when everybody's out there battling because you got poop in your pants. And that's exactly like what this guy had. He got his feelings hurt, so he quits on his team. And goes to the locker room. But to me, it's a bigger like indictment of where the 49ers are and kind of like where the Chiefs are. We're sitting at 12-1 coming off a Super Bowl, and less than a year later, dudes are quitting on their team.
Pooping
injury
in their pants.
Bugs are all over the place. Like, they're sitting, are they 500? I don't even know what their record is right now. Yeah. 6-6?
No, they're below 500.
I think they're 5-8 now.
5-8, whatever it is. They're out of the postseason. You know, like what a difference, you know, really a year is made with these two organizations. The Niners went left, the Chiefs went right, and we're sitting here right now looking at a 12-1 football team, and the team they played in the Super Bowl is in utter chaos right now.
6-8.
Okay. Yeah. You've got, like, you know, they're quitting on their coach, which, if I'm Chicago, I'm calling San Francisco this
they
morning
don't know
and saying,
what side of the coin to call?
Yeah, it started with that, right? Yeah. Like, it's been a tale of two teams with the Chiefs and 49ers since that Super Bowl. And, you know, a 12-6 final last night and people quitting on the field and you know, doing their own thing. That's why if I'm the Bears, I am calling the 49ers and saying, what would it take to get Kyle Shanahan in here? Because I think that's the move that Chicago needs to make. I saw some jackass had a list yesterday of like the top candidates for the Bears, and it was like all these coordinators and Mike Vrabel. I'm like, you can't hire a coordinator to go into Chicago. You need a legit hire for the Chicago Bears. And Kyle Shanahan, look, time runs out on a lot of people. Ran out on Andy Reid in Philadelphia, right? It happens. Ran out on Bill Belichick in New England. Time eventually runs out. And if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I would love to say, all right, I've accomplished everything I possibly can in San Francisco. If the Bears want me, let me go to the Chicago Bears and start over. I think it's good for everybody involved at this point.
Coming up on the other side, we get into what is Sunday's game, which is a big, scary monster. But there are ways to avoid that, and there are other athletes that also give you that feeling. Plus, I want to get back into the San Francisco 49ers for just a tad bit, because they had a way to prove themselves last night, and they did the complete opposite way of doing that. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you with 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
How you doing on a Friday? Moving a lot quicker than that game last night.
Oh, that thing is still going, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right. I mean, I could put the news on.
No. Okay. No, we're good. I'd rather watch the game than anything the news has to offer.
So I wanted to dive back into that game just a little bit, because I thought last night, because you bring up the point where, you know, you're throwing the rafts over the boat, get off the San Fran boat, now it's sinking and it's not going to survive.
I mean, yeah.
Which is fine. That's a fine take to have. I know that they are without Christian McCaffrey, but that's part of that problem.
Yep.
They're without Brandon Ayuk. They paid him. He got hurt, unfortunately.
Debo Samuel bitched and didn't do anything.
So this is a team that I think is divided right now, and it showed that last night. Like, Debo had a chance to really kind of like quiet a lot of haters. And I get it. We were talking about how it monsooned, but it was dry for the whole second half, essentially. Debo had a lot of drops. Mm-hmm. Debo had a lot of big moments. I remember one play early in the game. Mac, I don't know how. Did you start it from snap one?
No.
No?
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, because he was at Shields.
Riding the Ferris wheel last night. Had that workout for you. How many times around did you go?
The animatronic
every
horse.
Time. Yeah.
Put your cowboy hat on, Mac.
So I was at Shields the other day picking up something, right? And I walk in and there's like two kids out there from like Park Hill South High School interviewing the fake presidents that are sitting out there. And the one guy started picking Ben Franklin's nose. And I was
That's perfect.
And I'm like, this is great. It's like noon on a Wednesday, and this guy's out here picking the nose of Ben Franklin.
Awesome. And anyways, so.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. But no, I just thought they had a lot that they could like kind of prove. I mean, I know that the Rams, they just had a huge win against Buffalo where they put up 44 and they put up 12. Conditions played into that a little bit, I think, too. But, I mean, look. The Niners basically told us all this last night that their season's over.
It's over. It's done.
And they got a lot to fix, at least from what we saw. But that game is over. I don't want to talk about it anymore because it sucked. And nobody told us about the weather, and I watch the weather every day. I'm still pissed about that.
Yeah, you do. You do watch the weather a lot.
That's about as much information that we got on that as somebody didn't have a Bill Belichick story. And it just got broke by somebody in like another country. Let that sink in for a minute.
That's right.
Another country, Bill Belichick.
Well, it's not like he took an
NFL job.
Right.
College job.
For now.
Yeah. Schefter didn't have it. Rappaport didn't have it.
Rappaport stealing my stuff yesterday on Hollywood Brown. How about some credit, Ian?
Ian Eagle?
Ian Rappaport?
I feel like Ian's a good guy, though.
I don't know.
A lot of stealing going on these days. What are we doing?
Like, I mean, it's literally like 24 hours before anybody had Hollywood Brown. We told you on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. he was going to probably be back to practice on Friday and shoot for the Christmas Day game. And they're acting like it was breaking news all over the place yesterday.
So I've been thinking about this more and more. Myles Garrett is the focus, right?
Like, scares the hell out of me.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Remember when he did the interview and just his like skin tight undies at the podium? If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what else will.
Can I get him on our team?
Yes, please. But the thing that I thought was interesting, because like that's been the focus point, right? Like that's how bad Cleveland is. Like Jerry Judy's on that team and he's third in the NFL in receiving yards.
Based on one game, right?
Yeah, I mean, he had like 260 sitting. Nah, he didn't have that much, but he had like almost two. Did he have 200?
Yeah, I thought he had 200 against Denver, didn't he?
Sorry.
Judy?
Oh, yeah.
Over 250.
Like 260 something.
Yeah, I thought it was 260. Okay, anyways. So,
sorry.
No, you're good. Not talking about Jerry Judy in this game. Nick Chubb is, I'm sorry, but the injury just, it ruined his career.
It's so sad. My heart breaks for that guy. I know nothing about him.
Good dude.
But I saw something yesterday where he goes, I just want to finish my career here. It kind of makes sense. I'm like, damn, just let him finish his career
please.
You know, like Cleveland, you're a joke of an organization. You have a creep as a quarterback. Your owner is, you know, whatever he is. Just let this guy finish his career there. Do it for him. Do it for the fans.
Yeah. Right. So I want to ask you guys, percentage-wise, are we talking about Myles Garrett because he's that damn good? Or are we talking about Myles Garrett because we're that damn scared at left tackle?
The latter. It's the latter. And normally I would say the other, right? Mm-hmm. I would say, okay, you know, he's that good, but we have Eric Fisher or we have Orlando Brown or whoever playing. Like we'll be all right because we're good on the line of scrimmage. I'm scared to death because I don't know what our left tackle is going to provide as far as protection from Myles Garrett. And I was thinking about it yesterday. Like, you can't run anything to the left side tomorrow or on Sunday. Everything just needs to go right. I don't care if they know it's coming. And then if they move Myles Garrett to the right side, just everything goes to the left side because I don't know that we have a guy. And it's the first time that I'm saying this in years about the Chiefs, right? I don't know that we have a guy on our team that can match up with Myles Garrett.
I don't know if anybody does. To be fair,
but I mean, we know what the left tackle is, and most guys' guy is
better than what we are throwing out.
Yeah, right. And so that's why, you know, I wrestle with myself, I guess you could say. But like, do you move?
What does that mean?
You know, with the thoughts processes.
Is that like the Billy Idol song, "Dancing with Myself"?
Dancing with myself.
Great song.
I was dancing in the shower this morning. I don't know. I was ready for today. I got up early. I was feeling good.
Dancing with myself is about.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
And I sweat. And I sweat. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Blink-182 does a cover of that song. It's fantastic.
I'm 47 years really? Old, and the man asked me, you know what that means, right? That means, right?
Hey, he called me a man. My day's complete.
Hey. I'll get
sorry. Some people we misspeak. You know, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
This young gentleman yeah. over here, this child over here, yeah, this exactly. grandpa over here. What were we talking? Oh, Miles Garrett. Because what do? You bump Joe Tooney out and then put Frank Caliendo in there at guard, or look out, Jim? But do you really want to trust Wanya Morris? I mean, Wanya Morris may get abused like we've never seen an offensive lineman abused before if he goes against Miles Garrett all afternoon.
The other question I have is, do you think Cleveland has that same energy towards Patrick Mahomes? Like the way that we're reacting to Miles Garrett being on the other side.
Yeah.
Do you think people in Cleveland are like, yeah, they don't have a left tackle, but gosh, they got Mahomes, dude. He scares the absolute hell out of me.
Yeah.
Like, is Miles Garrett's fear the same that other teams have against Patrick Mahomes?
Okay, so let me say this. If we don't do anything to divert Miles Garrett, he's going to dominate Patrick Mahomes. And that's why I have
I don't
the
need
fear.
That to happen.
Right, but you know if he's going up against you and I at that left tackle spot and he's breathing down Mahomes' neck, like Patrick's not going to have a chance in hell to do anything if Miles Garrett is a factor in this game. We saw it 2 weeks ago against the Raiders with Wanya Morris. I mean, it was bad. It was embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that. I don't know, man. Like, I'm all warped in the head about this one this week. This one bothers the hell out of me more than any other matchup I've seen all season long because I know how good Miles Garrett is and how bad the Chiefs are at the position that is directly responsible for protecting, you know, the quarterback from this guy.
And I'd say the main difference is you've got 11 guys trying to stop Mahomes. I mean, we can max have two guys trying to stop Miles Garrett.
Well, I think you're probably going to have three. Yeah, and then exactly. Kelsey's just going to have to get open by himself all afternoon.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, and so I'd say Miles Garrett's more scary in that fashion.
Is
in
there
that way.
Any other athlete that gives you that sort of fear?
Well, like, I mean, of all time, Jordan was one of those guys.
I would say currently
know.
In the NFL.
Currently in the NFL,
other,
no.
There's no other?
No, no.
See, Josh Allen kind of gives me that sort of feeling in my stomach.
But I know when we play him in the playoffs, he's
sure.
going to, you know,
but
do
it's
what
still,
he does.
Like, but you've never gone into a playoff game against the Bills where you're like, we got it. Should be our advantage. Every game against them in the playoffs seems to be close. Yeah.
Except the first one.
Except
for the first one.
Yeah,
right?
Which I kind of throw that one out because both guys were young in their careers. Yeah. These are completely different guys now. Yeah. And Josh Allen seems to be.
No, because I believe Mahomes can out-duel Josh Allen. And I believe that Spags will come up with something to beat Josh Allen, just like he did for Tom Brady for all these years, right? Like, this left tackle position, guys, I don't lose a lot of sleep over stuff. This week has been just, you know.
I mean, I think majority of the audience, novice fan, diehard fan, season ticket holder fan, I think all those people will literally be watching 64 more than they're going to be watching anything on the field. They're going to, because you know how it goes, right?
Like, so you're thinking Wanya is going to be the guy.
Absolutely. I don't think that you have a choice. It's not Kingsley.
No, but I still think you bump Tooney out and make Caliendo
but
your
I mean,
guard.
Like, you could do that, and I think what's going to happen is I think you're going to see Wanya go out there, and he's going to have the shortest leash of mankind.
Yeah, okay, that's a fair point.
And
yeah.
I think that
one play.
I think that I think this is something where this sort of treatment can kind of work for a certain person's career, or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I know that's not really a bold take. But this is one of those things where last week it was only 4 minutes and 25 seconds. But basically Travis Kelce was like, hey, bro.
It wasn't even that.
Right, because they kicked it off and then they got the ball with like 4 minutes and like, I don't know, 19, whatever it is.
But did he go out on the first play or did he go out after they had moved the ball a little bit? Like, I think Wanya Morris, if you look at the snap count, maybe.
He played seven plays.
Seven plays. Yeah. I was going to say four. Okay.
I thought it was seven.
Okay. You would know better than me.
So either way, maybe that little bolt of confidence, no pun intended, against the Chargers, maybe that is something that kind of gives him a little mojo. And then now it's like, you know, maybe there's a moment or maybe that this is where your leadership in Mahomes or Andy or Spags or Kelce or guys like that, maybe even Chris Jones, his press conference yesterday was hilarious about Miles Garrett. But maybe this is one of those games where it's like, hey, man, this is your moment. Like, this is the best of the best of the best, sir, coming up against you. And there's a whole city, a whole team, a franchise, ownership looking at you to see if, like, you can just be average. Can you give them time? Just average. I don't need you to be, you know, Trent Williams or whoever they thought that was Trent Williams on the sideline last night. I don't need you to be Orlando Pace. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to be these great left Willie Rove. I just need you to be average.
Right.
And maybe that can be a boost to confidence, or like we're all in fear of this dude's getting pancaked all day and it's like, all right, dude, it just ain't going to happen.
Right. And I think it actually Dusty is one or the other. I think either he's going to go out there and just get destroyed,
yeah,
or he's going to go out there and have himself a game where he goes, all right, this is the opportunity. You know, like, he's been the guy that's been quote unquote made fun of all week,
sure,
right? Right. Like, that's the guy. I think he's the guy. He's the Dan Sorensen. He's the Alex Rios. He's the Omar Infante. You know, the guy that you win in spite of, that the whole city just does not like. You know, we have one of those guys on every team that wins a championship.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wanya Morris is that guy. Is he going to be like Dan Sorensen and answer the bell against the Cleveland Browns? Or is he going to be like, you know, other guys that we've seen over the years who don't answer the bell? Like, I feel like this guy was called out by his quarterback on the 29th day of November, taken out of the game, then lost his starting job to a gentleman who was doing nothing for the entire NFL season, tweaks his hamstring a little bit, has to sit out, goes back into the game, gets a pep talk from Travis Kelce, gains a little bit of confidence. Then all week he's hearing like, oh my God, he's got to go against Myles Garrett. I would think, like, that would drive you. But again, maybe he is doing his best, and his best just isn't good enough.
I need Wanya to be that nerd from Dodgeball that finds out that his wife's cheating on him and calling him a loser in the stands, and then he goes into, like, freak mode.
Right, right,
that's
exactly
what I want to see Wanya be. I want to see whatever that guy's name is.
Like, I'd like to see him be Anthony Richardson or Bryce Young, man. Like, those two guys were left for dead a month ago, and they said, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to, like, literally, man, quit on team and came back and led his team to a win over a quarterback who should quit on his team. And then you have Bryce Young, who's been nothing short of spectacular for the last month when he was left for dead as well. Like, Wanya, you can do this, man. Go do it.
Right. And then the other thing that I don't know if it's like scary or if it's like one of those, like, I have no idea what to think, but we always love Jameis Winston. Until maybe Jameis Winston plays you. Kind of gives me that, like, Fitzpatrick vibe where, like, you're rooting for Ryan Fitzpatrick to beat the Patriots in the last week of the season. But then, like, all of a sudden you get to play Ryan Fitzpatrick and you're like, man, this guy could either be, like, four picks and, like, 300 yards passing, or it could be, like, 350 yards passing, three touchdowns and a pick, and he kept him in the game. And you root for that guy. And I don't know if, like, there's any of that sort of feeling with Jameis in this game, because, like, we always love his pregame. We know there's going to be a pregame interview before the game. It's going to be hilarious. He's going to do something funny. And then he's going to go out there and play. And it's like, I don't know if that ever scares you guys, because, like, you just don't know what that guy's going to be.
Yeah, it's a wild card. You just don't know. Yeah.
Question mark. That could either be like, damn it, Jameis is having one of those games where, like, no matter what he throws up, you know, he's a 3-point shooter that can go out there and go 8 of 11 and make them all, or he'll go out there and go 9 of 9
and still continue to shoot
and just keep, you know, making it rain. So I don't know if Jameis is anywhere near that sort of game where, like, you kind of look at this like, yeah, he's notoriously known to suck, but, like, every once in a while he pulls that feather of his hat and you're like, damn it, we got that version of Jameis.
Yeah, I know everybody plays good against the Chiefs, so I expect Jameis Winston to have himself a day. The bigger question is, does Ryan Fitzpatrick have birds living in his beard? I always picture Ryan Fitzpatrick with, like, birds living in his beard.
You gotta get bigger every week. You gotta get angry. I don't know.
Bigger every week, man.
It's nice.
It's very nice.
By the way, did you notice that Whitworth didn't wear the hoodie with the jacket last night?
He got called. Did you see the call out on Twitter that happened yesterday?
Shamed?
So somebody, it was his birthday, right?
Yeah.
And somebody, it was Jay Glazer, wished him a happy birthday.
By the way, happy birthday, Taylor Swift. What a queen.
Woo. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift. My buddy Paul Turk is celebrating his birthday as well today.
Young Turks.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul. If you're up, probably not.
Yeah, just play Young Turks all day, buddy.
Yeah. So
Rod Stewart.
Where were we going with this?
You were
the beard.
Yeah.
Ryan Andrew Whitworth. Right. So Andrew Whitworth. Happy birthday. Jay Glazer says, happy birthday to my pal, Andrew Whitworth, right?
Pal?
And somebody...
pal guy?
Yeah, buddy, whatever it said, friend, you know, whatever. And somebody quote tweeted it, if you're his friend, you tell him the hoodie and sport coat is not a good look. And Jay Glazer...
Solid advice.
And Jay Glazer retweets it and goes, I'm just going to tell you to F off.
Yes. I like me some Jay. He's an angry elf.
That is fantastic.
If you call me elf one more time, he's an angry elf.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I didn't know if there was, like, another athlete like Jameis in the NFL that does that. Like, it just, he's such a question mark. I just don't know, like, what he's going to be. He could be super beneficial to you or super, like, not beneficial to you. It's one of those things. But yeah. I don't know. I just hope this isn't, like, a look ahead of game. I don't think it is. I don't think this franchise does that. But, like, oh, man. Miles Garrett, though, that is.
Scares the hell out of you, baby.
So, Bob, you're starting Tooney at left tackle. Dusty, you're starting Wanya.
Yeah. But I don't mind Dusty's philosophy. Like, if you start Wanya, and the minute he goes out there and dumps his pants, you move Tooney out.
But my only thing is he is going to dump his pants.
Fair point. That's a good point.
Against Miles Garrett. Yeah, that is going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, do you just go into the game knowing he's going to poop his pants?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, his pants are pooped. He can sit on the sideline, get new
pants. So you start Tooney, too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because if this situation carries on at the playoffs, the Chiefs need their best option at left tackle, and that will be Joe Tooney if the roster stays the same. Now, if they decide to sign Donovan Smith for insurance, that's a different discussion.
That's not in the cards right now,
okay,
from what I'm told.
Well, then, to me, I think Tooney's the guy.
Yeah, Tooney is the guy. So we'll see. We'll see how it all ends up playing out.
I'm scared, though, too. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, we all should be. We all should be a little frightened going into this one with Miles Garrett. But Andy Reid, man, that's why he's here.
Yep.
That's why he's the greatest coach of all time. And I think they'll find a way to hopefully, now that they know that Miles Garrett's playing for the Browns and we don't know what's playing at left tackle or who's playing at left tackle, for us this week, we've got the opportunity to scheme around all of that.
No doubt about it. Shout out to the text line. Gordon Pibb is the nerd in dodgeball.
Okay, there we go.
By the way, I don't know if you guys heard this week. I don't know what the strangest thing is you've ever ate, but Xavier Leggett just keeps giving us gold. Mm-hmm. Have you heard this year?
What's your hottest food take? So, like, is there something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat? You know, like, what's something in the food industry?
Just
that
ask the question!
You know, that you have a weird opinion on.
Well, y'all probably seen that video when I told them folks I eat coon. I eat raccoon.
You what?
I didn't see that.
I said, no, what do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash can.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all it.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving. You killed the raccoon, or you had you?
Now my kids, all my people, them hunting all that. So
I don't know.
My kids,
and
them, they killed it.
Wait, what does it taste like?
It got its own taste. You know, everybody try to say still taste like cheese.
Uh huh.
But that coon got its own taste.
Chicken.
Interesting. I never heard that. That's a first. Eating a raccoon. What else? What else you eat? That's weird.
I eat squirrel.
Squirrel?
I've heard that. People eat squirrel.
Okay. High in cholesterol, I've heard.
Y'all boy come to my city and try all this stuff. I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna like it.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what exactly like it just said. The new Jameis Winston of the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Man. I can't believe that. Have you ever had like wild game like that? Like squirrel, raccoon?
No, God, no.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever ate?
Dog food, Alpo, can of dog food.
You when I was a ate kid. It?
Oh. Yeah, like, you know, they said, oh, this is chili. Try it. So I did. It was Alpo dog food.
So that's how you got the nickname Bulldog?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Look at that little bulldog going to town on that Alpo.
Yeah.
He's a strong growing boy.
I had this bite, you know, when you're 10 or whatever. Tatiana Wands made me eat it. So that probably is the story. I've had rabbit, but like a lot of people eat rabbit. I don't
never
consider
had that.
You know, gamey or anything like that.
You ever eat sardines or anchovies?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's weird, though.
Have you ever had, like, been to a... I'm sure you have. Where you've had, like, caviar?
No.
Never had caviar?
Uh-uh.
I've never had that.
Oh, really?
You've had it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, a lot of huh? Hey, you lived in Tennessee. A lot of people eating raccoon in the South?
Gosh, I've never heard of that. It's gross.
Oh, sure, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never
heard of it.
Yeah.
It's usually people in West Virginia.
I would try it, though, I will say. I think it's gross, but I would try it.
Why?
I don't know.
I would try most things once.
Oh. At Bowling's, you can, at Bowling's, you can get chicken feet.
I would try that.
That's a tough order.
Yeah, I'm not
I mean, it comes out
that.
Like in a little steam bowl. They take the top off, and there's just two feet sitting there.
I'm
dead serious, man. My buddy
Are they
got
crunchy?
It. Oh, yeah. Sound like he was eating, like, the end of, like, a chicken bone.
Literally. Have you ever had grasshoppers? I had chocolate-covered grasshopper once. That was
Huddler,
it was weird.
Huddler
was
brought back those, like, cayenne crickets or grasshoppers.
Huddler eats bugs.
Yeah, I had a cayenne cricket or a grasshopper at the press box of the Royals, Vernon Binkley, one time. It was weird.
It's just like eating a corn nut, though, like with that kind of texture.
Mm. I don't know if I had one of those either.
You never had a corn nut?
I don't think so.
You never been on a road trip?
Corn nuts are great.
Corn nuts are like quintessential road trip food.
Yeah, you got to see a dentist immediately. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into Andy Reid's legacy plus YouTube TV does it again. Sorry, Mac. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
96.5 The Fan. We call this show Fesco, Dusty, and Mac. I don't care what your computer or what your Twitch says. Fesco, Dusty, Mac here on a Friday with all of you.
Friday!
A little stat from Andy Reid. With a win, he becomes the fourth coach in NFL history with four, count them, four, 13-win seasons. Chapel Bill has seven.
You mean Tom Brady.
Sean Payton, and then I don't know that last guy.
You don't know George Seifert?
Nope.
Really? Wow.
I also have dyslexia, and I thought his last name said Sheriff.
No. Wow. You don't know George Seifert, huh? Took over for Bill Walsh in San Francisco and won Super Bowls and Super Bowls and Super Bowls back in the day.
Yep. Speaking of back in the day as well, I do want to know your opinion on this because I bailed after the first time they did this because I saw the future. Let me tell you about the future. YouTube TV is now, what, $83.99 a month?
Called this 10 years ago. You're back to cable.
This is it. We're back.
Did you? Should you have ever left?
No.
So I still have DirecTV, I guess, for a reason. I mean,
like, I saw an outcry of people. Alex Gold, pissed. Carrington Harrison saying, why did we ever leave cable? Will they take me back?
We knew this was. We called this 10 years ago that this was going to happen.
And it's doubled in price over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Yet they're still dumping all of the channels that you really want. Like, how many times did you guys see the text line? Because I know I wasn't doing this, you know, with you for the baseball season for the majority of it. But, like, how many times were people like, yeah, I don't really know what's going on. The Royals can't watch them. I got YouTube TV.
Well, you can watch them. Just buy the app and it's a done deal.
Or have cable.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about it. Because I don't know what the average cable bill is. But, like, now that YouTube TV is $83 a month, you know, and started out as like $40 a month and then took away a lot of stuff that they didn't really give you the option.
So it's cable.
And plus you've got, I'm sure, streaming devices. And I know there's the outlier, the text line, that's going to say like, well, I use my brother's YouTube account and I use my dad's Disney Plus and I use my
somebody's
mom's.
Somebody's paying for it.
Yes. Do you think like this sort of thing is just going to kill these streaming devices? Like, it's like, I don't know why you wouldn't have. Why you wouldn't have cable? Like, you know what? I don't have to worry about the delay. I don't have to worry about whatever.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about buffering and all that kind of stuff.
Unless it's a Tyson Paul fight.
Yeah.
But I think
it's a Christmas Day football game.
But I think it's interesting that, like, here we go again. Because, like, if you think this is the last time they're going to hike the prices, in 2 years from now, it's going to be $100 a month.
Oh, it's, yeah. I mean,
but do you think a lot of people?
I hate to be like the I told you so guy, but like, I never really jumped when everybody says, oh, you got to jump and do all this kind of stuff. I'm like, eh. I get what I want. Like, I'm old, right? I like to sit down and know where the channels are, know what game I'm going to watch, know that it's there for me, right?
Yeah.
The increase is because they've got to foot a $1 billion bill for the NFL to have Sunday Ticket, which I don't know if anybody's still purchasing NFL Sunday Ticket or if everybody's just red zoning this whole thing now or whatever the case may be. But
I don't know why you don't red zone. This is
a giant increase in price, but I mean, this is what it is. I mean, eventually you knew it was going to get there. And if you do it the right way, which is obviously pay for your stuff, you're paying way more than you were probably for cable back in the day by the time you have every app, every streaming service, and then you probably have a YouTube TV or something else as well. So you're probably you're paying more than what it is, and it's only going to get more costly with ESPN trying to float this app out there for like $50 a month or whatever, you know, that they're trying to do. So, I mean, look, the whole thing is – it's entertainment. You pay for entertainment. You get what you pay for. If you want it, great. If you don't, move on. But, I mean, they're making it very difficult for anybody to consume this stuff for nothing. But at the end of the day, they're paying these exorbitant rights fees for all of this stuff. So, I mean, somebody's got to pay for it.
A lot of people saying Hulu TV is much better. Until 5 years from now, it's $87
well,
a month.
Well, they're under that ESPN umbrella, too. So that's only going to continue to go up,
yeah, because they have the bundle.
Up.
It's like ESPN Plus, Hulu TV, and Disney Plus.
And Disney Plus.
Yeah. But do you get, you know, your Fox Sports Kansas City or whatever we're calling it, the FanDuel TV where the Royals are going to be? Do you get, I mean, like that's the problem with these things right now. And kind of why I've been pretty much a mainstay with DirecTV is that I get everything. I don't have to jump from this to this or worry if this has that or this has that or this doesn't have that or whatever. The only thing that DirecTV does not offer me right now is NFL Sunday Ticket. But I'm okay with that at this point in my life. Like, I don't need NFL Sunday Ticket at this point in my life. But it's got everything else that I need, and I don't have to worry about jumping from app to app, stream to stream, figuring out where I'm going to see, you know, all this stuff. And call me old, call me practical, I don't know, whatever it is, but it's just easy for me right now.
From the 816, Dusty, YouTube TV has a friends and family membership that allows you to have up to five people on one account with two TVs each person. It's not the bad deal if you do it with family or friends. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other text is, does Dusty know who Vince Lombardi is? That's who the trophy's named after. Yeah,
that's hey, it's so, not me this morning. That's great. Right.
And then they asked, do you know who Don Shula is? No, but the NFL does.
Yeah, the NFL clearly does. Boomer Esiason floated this great theory yesterday on WFAN about Chapel Bill, right? And we're all like, wow, he went to college. Why?
So he's no longer the hoodie now. He's Chapel Bill. That's the new one.
Well, they're selling the hoodies now in North Carolina. They look great, don't they? Like, I
saw it yesterday at the press conference. I was like,
nah, don't need that.
Powder blue one,
though? Yeah, it looked really good, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, North Carolina's always going to have me as a sucker punch for jersey colors. It's just the powder blue.
It is. It's awesome. But anyway, I was close to like, maybe. Nah, I'm not buying North Carolina.
Just wait till he's terrible, and then it'll be on sale like the almost October, always October hoodie.
Yeah, exactly.
How much did you pay for that? $90? Could have got it in October this year for $65.
That's right. So Boomer floated this thing yesterday, and I take what Boomer Esiason has to say, you know, a little bit more than maybe most people because he's tied in the NFL and whatnot. Mm-hmm. He says he feels, and he didn't say this is a fact or anything, but I kind of like this theory, that the NFL doesn't want Bill Belichick breaking Don Shula's all-time win record.
Stop it.
So he's been blackballed from the league. And I thought about that yesterday, and I'm
like,
do
you fully believe that?
There's part of me that does believe that, yes.
I know you have your theories and you're skeptical of stuff.
Do you want somebody holding the all-time wins record that is a cheater? Because I know Don Shula at one point actually called him Belichick.
I mean, Bonds has a home run record, and I love it.
Yeah, I do too, so right? I do too, but you were talking about the NFL owners and whatnot. Like, him and Kraft do not get along at all. It is clear, it is evident.
That bridge has been burned, ashes blown away.
I mean,
everything.
I've never seen a bridge burned on both sides by both of those guys, right? So would it surprise me if the owners got together and said, we don't want this guy because he's a cheater to break the all-time win record? With Andy Reid beating down on this record here in the next 5 years, right? What do we say? Andy's like 50-some wins away. 58 wins away from beating the all-time record of Don Shula. Mm-hmm. Who do you want, if you're the NFL, as the all-time wins leader? Bill Belichick or Andy Reid? I think it's pretty evident. They'd love to have Andy Reid be that all-time wins leader. So the owners get together and go, all right, nobody hire this guy. He's only 14 away from Shula. We don't want him to break the record. We want Andy Reid because right now Andy's the face of this league. Andy's turned around this franchise. Andy is arguably the greatest coach that we've seen in NFL history. He's won with every quarterback, including taking Donovan McNabb to the Super Bowl. I don't scoff at anything when
McNabb
it comes to
good.
Scripts. You know, McNabb was good. Oh. Yeah, no.
I was the way he took Don McNabb to the Super Bowl. I'm like, that's not like he's tricked
Dilfer. No. But I mean, he took McNabb to the Super Bowl, took Michael Vick out of prison, turned him back into a great quarterback, made Alex Smith a great quarterback, and now we see what he's doing with Patrick Mahomes, Kevin Cobb. I mean, like, Andy Reid's won with everybody. Like, he is a better coach, in my opinion.
Chad Henne?
Than Bill Belichick. Yeah, Chad Henne led a 99-yard drive in the playoffs with Andy Reid. Like that's the guy that, if you're the league, you want him to be the all-time wins
one time coach of the year.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Sure. One time coach of the year. Mm-hmm. But I heard that theory. I'm like, I don't hate this theory now. I don't hate it.
I get it because it's fun. And it's exciting to have that theory. I think it's just plain and simple. There is time going against Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that by age.
No.
I mean that by
The
longer that he's out and the more time people can spin his career and that Tom Brady theory that Bill was Bill with Tom Brady without Tom Brady, which is it's a fair assessment. But again, he was the mastermind of those defenses that we always say we forget about. Like in the first half of Brady's career, he's like, well, Brady had a top 10 defense every year. That was Bill.
Yeah.
Right. And then
Bill's the greatest defensive coordinator of all time. There's no question.
And I think the other thing that's working against that is that Bill just can't let the power go.
That's the thing right there that really is doing it.
And I think that's the thing where it's like, hey, man, like, we get it, dude. Like, there's other examples where guys did that, and then they didn't do it, and they've been more successful.
Right.
And we're not going to let you do that. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I think the other part about it is like Bill doesn't want to go to a place that doesn't have a quarterback and doesn't want to have to deal with drafty one and develop one. He wants one that's going to be already developed. And I think he missed the boat with the Chargers job. And again, I don't think they wanted him. I think they found their guy.
They found their guy.
Clearly,
yeah.
Got it right. So
absolutely. Like I just honest to God think the league has kind of moved on from the Bill Belichick style of doing things where Bill Belichick is going to be the guy that sits in a room and controls everything. It's just too much in the NFL to have one guy control everything. And if Belichick wanted that, owners are like, eh, it's not the best plan of action right
no
now.
No doubt about it. It's definitely not normal when you think about Bill Belichick. And speaking of normal, this game is not a normal game. We'll explain why here on Fesco, Mac, and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.